these tapes are an accompaniment to the Callan Method books. If the student listens to them for 5 or 10 minutes a day between one classroom lesson and the next, he will speed up his learning process quite considerably. The student can, of course, also use them to teach himself the language without the need of a teacher, but his learning process will naturally be much slower. As the English-speaking countries of the world contain many different accents, and seldom do two speakers pronounce every word in exactly the same way, the student might occasionally notice a slight difference in pronunciation of one or two words between the speakers on the tapes. When this happens, and he wishes to choose one of the pronunciations, he should copy the male student on the tapes. An example of this difference can be seen in the pronunciation of the word one, which speakers on the tape sometimes pronounce as one. Although this is not standard English pronunciation, 3 BBC newsreaders out of 10 pronounce the word in this way. Another curiosity of pronunciation worth noting is that many standard English speakers in England, whilst pronouncing every word they speak in a perfect standard English manner, will, nonetheless, pronounce the A sound in words such as past, fast, glass, etc., as past, fast, glass, which is not considered standard English pronunciation, even though such a pronunciation is used by the majority of speakers in the regions of England and in the English-speaking countries of the world as a whole. In America, for example, it is considered standard American pronunciation. At the beginning of each set of tapes, there is also a demonstration lesson, showing the student how the Callan method should be taught. It encapsulates the basic principles of the method, i.e., asking each question twice at speed, automatically tagging on the beginning of the answer, dragging the answer out of the student by a pushing and pulling process, speaking with the student the whole time, even when he is answering or reading correctly, and correcting his pronunciation by imitation. It also shows how all the books of the method should be taught by the same principles and with the same pace and verve as Book One. If the Callan method teacher does not observe the principles of the method, he will not obtain a result with his students in a quarter of the normal time. He might obtain a result in half the time, i.e. 320 hours instead of the normal 640 hours, taken by other methods to get the average Western European student to the level of the Cambridge First Certificate. But this is still 160 hours more than he should take with the Callan method, which means that he is making his students study an extra year at 3 hours a week, more than necessary. If the student thinks that his teacher is not using the Callan method correctly, he should tell him so, not the teacher's. And it is very But if the method is used correctly, it is, in fact, much less exhausting than the traditional ways of teaching. This is mainly because the lesson goes smoothly, with the minimum amount of nervous tension.